BCSSS, British Coal Staff Superannuation Scheme. For members of the British Coal Staff Superannuation Scheme, Pensions News, Winter 2021 to 2022. Chairman's Message. The last couple of years have been challenging as the COVID-19 pandemic has affected us all. We all know people who have been ill or sadly died, and many of our scheme members have been affected. On behalf of all the trustees, I would like to offer our sincere sympathies to everyone who has suffered a loss over this period. After such a difficult period, it has been pleasing to return to some sort of normality as the second half of 2021 progressed. We started to have face-to-face trustee meetings again, and our scheme officials returned to more office working after an extended period of working from home. We continue to strive to ensure that members are receiving a good service, both from the scheme trustees and from Capita, our pension administrator. To that end, I believe the changes we have had to make to ensure a continued high level of service during the pandemic will stand the scheme in good stead going forward. I was pleased that we were able to hold the pensioner representative trustee elections this year, both the postponed election from last year and the scheduled one for this. Details of the results can be found later in the magazine. It was also good to be able to meet some of you in person at the AGM in Nottingham. If you weren't able to attend, you can watch on our YouTube channel. Details of how to do this, as well as a written report back from the AGM, can be found also later in the magazine. We've received positive feedback about also hosting the AGM on YouTube, so we hope more members will join us online next year. Our primary objective must be to ensure that every member receives the pension that they are due both now and in the future. To achieve this objective, the trustees pay significant attention to the scheme's investment strategy, seeking to find a range of investments that collectively deliver the high levels of return needed. Although we continue to remain cautious about the future investment market outlook, I am happy to report that over the year to the 31st of March 2021, the scheme's assets performed strongly after a very difficult start due to the pandemic. Further details about how the scheme's assets have performed can be found within the report and account summary later in the magazine. On behalf of all the trustees, I would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Dame Kate Barker, BCSSS Chairman. Summary of the scheme's report and accounts to the 31st of March 2021. Key statistics as at the 31st of March 2021. Total number of pensioner members, 44,744. Total number of deferred members, 1,886. Total benefits paid and transfers out, £588 million. Net increase in the fund during the year, £837 million. Net assets of the scheme at the year end, £9,597 million. 5 year summary of the fund account. Benefits and payments out of the scheme. Benefits and transfers out of the scheme, 2017, £638 million. 2018, £624 million. 2019, £614 million. 2020, £603 million. 2021, £588 million. Administrative expenses, 2017, £6 million. 2018, £5 million. 2019, £3 million. 2020, £3 million. 2021, £3 million. Net withdrawals from the scheme. 2017, £644 million. 2018, £629 million. 2019, £617 million. 2020, £606 million. 2021, £591 million. Returns on investments. Investment income, 2017, £235 million. 2018, £251 million. 2019, £286 million. 2020, £278 million. 2021, £229 million. Change in market value of investments. 2017, £1,152 million. 2018, £421 million. 2019, £378 million. 2020, loss, £262 million. 2021, £1,232 million. Investment management expenses. 2017, £34 million. 2018, £32 million. 2019, £33 million. 2020, £31 million. 2021, £33 million. Net returns on investments. 2017, £1,353 million. 2018, £640 million. 2019, £631 million. 2020, loss, £15 million. 2021, £1,428 million. Net increase or decrease in the fund during the year. 2017, increase, £709 million. 2018, increase, £11 million. 2019, increase, £14 million. 2020, decrease, £621 million. 2021, increase, £837 million. Net assets of the scheme, at the 31st of March. 2017, £9,356 million. 2018, £9,367 million. 2019, £9,381 million. 2020, £8,760 million. 2021, £9,597 million. Funding and investment. The trustees' primary funding aim is to ensure that all future benefits can be paid to members as they fall due, without needing funding from the guarantor. In order to achieve this goal, a high level of return on the scheme's assets is required over the future. This means that we need to invest in assets that seek a significantly higher return than can be achieved with low-risk assets. The scheme is mature, meaning that the annual benefit payments of around £600 million are more than the income that is received from the assets. So, we also need to sell assets to pay the pensions. In our funding strategy, we therefore need to invest in assets that will generate income and assets that we can sell to pay benefits, whilst also achieving the return target. This need to generate cash to pay pensions is reflected in our high allocation to income-producing assets, including property, infrastructure, and fixed income assets. All the income received from the assets is collected and used to pay pensions. However, as mentioned above, we also need to sell assets regularly in addition. When asset prices are rising, we will generally sell equities and other growth assets, but also hold sufficient assets in lower risk and readily realizable low-risk liquid assets that can be sold when equity prices are low. This strategy worked well during the immediate challenges thrown up by the COVID-19 pandemic in the early part of the scheme year. During that period of market volatility, we did not need to sell any equities or growth assets when we considered the sale prices of these assets were too low. Despite the very bumpy start caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and the resulting economic shutdowns, overall, the year to March 2021 was positive for financial markets, and the scheme's investments were well positioned to take advantage of this. As such, the assets of the scheme increased by nearly £840 million over the year after allowing for the payment of nearly £600 million in benefits. An important part of the trustees' investment focus relates to environmental, social, and governance ESG considerations, recognizing that these factors can have a significant impact on long-term returns and risks. ESG factors, such as climate change or poor corporate governance, can impact investment outcomes, and the trustees therefore ensure that they are considered in all investment decisions. The annualized investment returns over 1, 3, and 5-year periods are shown below. Over 1 year, the scheme return was 16.64%. The benchmark was 16.62%. Over the 3-year period, the scheme return was 7.50%. The benchmark was 8.36%. Over the 5-year period, The scheme return was 9.12%, the benchmark 9.53%. The benchmark is a composite of individual asset class benchmarks weighted in accordance with the investment strategy agreed by the trustees. It provides an indication of how effectively the scheme's investment strategy has been executed in the period under review. The total returns have been strong over all the above periods, reflecting the strong asset markets, particularly equity markets. The scheme has marginally underperformed the benchmark over 3 and 5 years. The underperformance has been largely driven by a below-benchmark allocation to US stocks and to highly priced US technology stocks in particular. A small number of these technology stocks make up a large part of the US equity market, and the trustees chose to spread the holdings more evenly to avoid potential overexposure to this sector of the market. In addition, changes in the market have meant that absolute return benchmarks, which we use for measuring the performance of a variety of assets, including private debt, property, and shipping, have become less accurate indicators of returns. The trustees intend to review the benchmarks used to measure performance to ensure they remain meaningful comparators in future. Scheme assets. The actual investment assets held at market value at the 31st of March 2021 are as follows. Cash, £169 million. Fixed income, global government bonds, investment-grade securities, £2,204 million. Private debt, secured loans to private companies, £817 million. Special situations debt, providing capital to debt and credit markets, £708 million. Public equity. Stocks and shares in companies listed on public markets. £2,419 million. Private equity. Equity and security in privately owned companies. £1,363 million. Property. UK commercial real estate, student and private rental accommodation. £1,024 million. Global infrastructure. Renewable energy, social infrastructure, regulated utilities. £14 million. UK infrastructure, renewable energy, social infrastructure, regulated utilities. £505 million. Global macro, multi-strategy investments, including derivatives. £217 million. Other new opportunities. £66 million. Shipping, tankers, container ships, bulk carriers. £105 million. Residual cash, assets and liabilities, negative £14 million. Net assets as at the 31st of March 2021, £9,597 million. Actuarial valuation. The government actuary is in the process of conducting a three-yearly actuarial valuation of the scheme as at 31st of March 2021. This is an important exercise as it gives an up-to-date assessment of how well the scheme is doing against its funding objectives, to help the trustees understand whether their funding or investment strategy should change. We expect the results of the valuation will be available in the first half of 2022. Benefits administration and member communications. The benefits administration continued to operate successfully in line with required performance targets, despite the restrictions and problems resulting from COVID-19. The robust plans and processes in place ensured that all pensions could be paid on time and the needs of members could continue to be served, especially on the high priority areas of ensuring that pensions continue to be paid when due, deferred members taking their pensions for the first time, and in handling notification of member deaths. Some of the planned improvements in member communications were delayed due to COVID-19. However, we were pleased to be able to launch the new secure member website earlier this year. As at the 31st of March 2021, the scheme membership was 46,630. This comprised 1,886 deferred members and 44,744 pensioners, made up of 32,229 retired members and 12,515 widows and widowers and dependents. Membership. 2017, retired pensioners, 37,207. Widows, widowers and dependents, 14,699. Deferred pensioners, 3,692. 2018, retired pensioners, 35,779, widows, widowers and dependents, 13,905, deferred pensioners, 3,280. 2019, retired pensioners, 34,792, widows, widowers and dependents, 13,403, deferred pensioners, 2,684. 2020, retired pensioners, 33,638, widows, widowers and dependents, 12,998, deferred pensioners, 2,200. 2021, retired pensioners, 32,229, widows, widowers and dependents, 12,515, deferred pensioners, 1,886. Pensions in payment. 2017, retired pensioners, £491 million. Widows, widowers and dependents, £128 million. 2018, retired pensioners, 477 million pounds, widows, widowers and dependents, 124 million pounds. 2019, retired pensioners, 471 million pounds, widows, widowers and dependents, 123 million pounds. 2020, retired pensioners, 460 million pounds, widows, widowers and dependents, 123 million pounds. 2021, retired pensioners, 441 million pounds, widows, widowers and dependents, 124 million pounds. The full report and accounts can be found on the Scheme Publications section of the Scheme's website, www.bcss-pension.org.uk/scheme-publications, or can be posted to you on request to the Scheme Secretary. See Contact Us section later in the magazine. Scheme News. Keeping the scheme up to date with your personal circumstances. It's really important that you keep the scheme up to date with your personal circumstances. Do we have the right details for contacting you? Remember to notify the administration office if you move house or your personal circumstances change. Did you know that we also send communications by email? If we don't have your email address, or you have recently changed your email address, and you would like to receive communication by email, please let the administration office know. The administration office also holds vital information which helps the trustees in deciding how your death benefits are distributed. The death benefit nomination form sets out the person or persons that you would like the trustees to consider paying any lump sum due. A lump sum is payable if you die before taking your pension or before receiving 5 years pension payments after retiring. Letter of intent. You can write to the scheme and let us know about your personal circumstances. This is particularly important if you are not legally married or in a civil partnership, but do have someone who is financially dependent on you. We appreciate that it's easy to forget to update us when your personal circumstances change, but here are a few good reasons to take action now to make sure the trustees know your current wishes. The lump sum death benefit payable will not form part of your estate, so it can be paid without any inheritance tax deduction. If you leave a spouse or civil partner when you die, they will be automatically entitled to a pension from the scheme. If you are living with a partner and are not legally married or in a civil partnership, then they do not have an automatic right to a pension. You can, however, tell the scheme administrator about them so that the trustees can consider whether to pay them a pension in the event of your death. The trustees can settle your death benefits much more quickly and easily. Failure to keep the trustees up to date with your wishes, either through your nomination or by letter, risks benefits being paid to the wrong person or paid to your estate and incurring tax penalties. You can download the death benefit nomination form from the scheme's website, www.bcss-pension.org.uk www.dharmaseed.org.uk/useful-sources-of-information/useful-forms, or write to the administration office at the address given later in this magazine. Unfortunately, one benefit that is not available from the scheme on death is help towards any funeral costs. RPI change. The chairman wrote in January to let you know about the proposed changes to how the Retail Prices Index, RPI, will be calculated from 2030 onwards. The proposal would mean that RPI will be calculated in the same way as the Consumer Prices Index, including owner-occupiers' housing costs, CPIH. This change would be expected to result in RPI inflation being lower, which would mean lower increases to members' pensions from 2030 onwards. The proposal is now subject to a judicial review, and we are waiting to see the outcome of this review. Until then, there is little we can do. However, if this change goes ahead, the trustees will discuss possible measures to mitigate the impact on our members with the guarantor, noting that trustees do not have the authority to make changes to the scheme without the agreement of the guarantor. GMP equalisation. You may have heard in the media about something called GMP equalisation. We therefore wanted to give you some information about it from a BCSSS perspective. By way of background, there used to be two state pensions. The main one and an extra one called the State Earnings Related Pension Scheme, SERPS. Some employers, such as British Coal, opted out of SERPS and instead agreed to provide a minimum amount of pension that was at least as good as SERPS in exchange for paying lower national insurance contributions. This minimum amount of pension is known as the Guaranteed Minimum Pension, GMP. If you were employed by British Coal after 1978, it is likely that part of your BCSSS pension will be GMP. Because GMPs were designed to replace part of a member's state pension, they reflected the fact that the state pension was calculated differently for men and women. This means that a BCSSS pension paid to a male and a female member will be different because the GMP is calculated differently for male and female members. Recent changes in the law require all pension schemes that have GMPs to review the benefits members have built up after the 17th of May 1990 and correct them, when necessary, so men and women are treated the same. This process is known as GMP equalisation. This means that for all members who built up benefits in the scheme after the 17th of May 1990, BCSSS has to calculate the male and female versions of their pension and then pay the higher of the two amounts. GMP equalisation is a complex subject, is likely to take some time to complete, and it is not yet possible to say exactly who will be affected. We will be writing to all those members who are affected in due course. However, any increase to members' pensions as a result of GMP equalisation is expected to be relatively small, and most members will probably not be affected at all. For example, if your employment with British Coal ceased before the 17th of May 1990. 2021 Annual General Meeting. The 2021 Annual General Meeting, AGM, was held in Nottingham on Thursday, the 30th of September, 2021. The AGM was attended on the day by 30 scheme members in person and 28 members online, who joined the trustees, scheme officials and guests to hear presentations from the scheme chairman, Dame Kate Barker, the co-chief executive officer at Coal Pension Trustees, Jeff Meller, and the scheme secretary, John Heathfield. The presentations included an update on the scheme, a summary of the scheme funding and investment strategy, and an update on the scheme's key financial information. The presentations were followed by an open forum session where members were able to raise questions either online or from the floor. A transcript of the open forum session, together with a copy of the speeches and presentation slides, are available on the publications page of the scheme website. Hard copies of all of these documents are also available on request to the scheme secretary. Contact details can be found at the end of this newsletter. As previously explained, a recording of this year's AGM is available by following this link: /forward/YOUTU.BE/capital O lowercase o hyphen lowercase a numeral 1 lowercase o underscore lowercase c hyphen capital Y capital U. We would encourage members to watch the proceedings. Notice of the 2022 AGM. Notice of the meeting. Notice is hereby given that the 74th Annual General Meeting of the scheme will be held at Doubletree by Hilton Hotel, Edinburgh Airport, 100 Eastfield Road, Ingleston, Edinburgh, on Thursday, the 29th of September, 2022, at 2 p.m. Business: to receive the report and accounts for the year to 31st of March 2022, and to debate and vote on any member resolutions. Resolutions to be received no later than the 19th of September 2022. The meeting is open to pensioners and deferred pensioners, trustees and their guests, by order of the Committee of Management. Further information about how to apply for a ticket to attend in person or online will be sent to members later in 2022. Protect your pension. Pension scams warning. It's estimated that over 5 million people in the UK are currently at risk of pension fraud, and sadly, thousands have already lost their pension savings after falling for a pension scam. Not all scams are reported, but it's thought that up to £14.6 billion has been lost to pension fraud since 2017, with victims losing up to £500,000. Even if you're financially savvy, it can be extremely hard to spot scammers. They can seem financially knowledgeable and even appear to have reputable businesses, with websites including testimonials. Warning signs to look out for include being contacted out of the blue, the offer of a free pension review, the promise of high or guaranteed returns, full access to your pension before age 50, pressure to act quickly. Our pledge to combat pension scams. The BCSSS has pledged to help stop pension scams. For more information about pension scams and how to avoid them, please see the scheme's website, www.bcss-pension.org.uk/useful-sources-of-information/pension-scams. Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, Scam Smart website, www.fca.org.uk/scamsmart. Protect your pension and retirement savings. If you are thinking about transferring your pension out of the scheme, please seek guidance from a specialist in this area. Make sure your advisor is on the FCA approved register, https://register.fca.org.uk/S. We know that making financial decisions about your retirement can seem complex, and in some cases, these are irreversible. To help our members through this process, we've teamed up with Wealth at Work, a specialist provider of financial guidance in the workplace, to provide scheme members who have not yet taken their BCSSS pension with a free guidance service paid for by the scheme. See the scheme's website for more information about how you can access this service. www.bcss-pension.org.uk/deferred-members/free-financial-guidance. Trustee News. 2021 Pensioner Representative Trustee Elections. Results. Pensioner Representative Trustees are elected from each BCSSS constituency, usually for a period of 4 years. Bledin Hancock's term of office as Pensioner Representative for the North West England, West Midlands, Wales and Northern Ireland constituency came to an end on the 30th of September 2020. However, as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, the election last year was postponed, and Bledin remained in the post for a further year. James Grant's term of office as Pensioner Representative for the Scotland and North East England constituency also came to an end on the 30th of September 2021. Elections were held in both these constituencies during summer 2021, and both Bledin and James were re-elected. Bledin will now serve for a further 3-year period to the 30th of September 2024, and James will serve for a further 4-year period to the 30th of September 2025. Results in detail. Northwest England, West Midlands, Wales and Northern Ireland constituency. 9 candidates stood for election. 2,890 valid votes were received, just under 29% of the 9,979 who were eligible to vote. Bleddyn Hancock, the successful candidate, received 59.7% of the votes cast. 9 candidates stood for election. I will read the name of the candidate and then the votes cast. Bleddyn Hancock, 1,726. Charlie Lomax, 394. Mark Richards, 172. Malcolm North, 171. Richard Blamey, 142. Alan Bowler, 138. Anthony Dean, 67. Gwynver Jackson, 44. Carnine Holmes, 36. Scotland and North East England constituency. 2 candidates stood for election. 2,430 valid votes were received, just over 30% of the 8,002 who were eligible to vote. James Grant, the successful candidate, received 50.8% of the votes cast. 2 candidates stood for election. The candidate James Byrne Grant received 1,234 votes. Ken Smith received 1,196 votes. We would like to thank all of the members who took part in the election process, both standing for election and voting. 2022 election notice. A ballot will be held during August and September 2022 for the election of a pensioner representative trustee in the East Midlands, Southern England and overseas constituency. The current pensioner representative trustee for this constituency, John Sheldon, will be retiring after his current term of office expires and will not, therefore, stand for re-election. Changes to the nomination process. Earlier this year, changes were made to simplify the election rules by removing the requirement for candidates to be nominated by other scheme members in order to stand in the election. Scheme members who meet the qualifying criteria and want to stand for election can now simply do so by contacting the scheme secretary once they receive their nomination invitation letter. 2022 election key dates. The 1st of June 2022. Your address on this date determines your constituency for the BCSSS election. 6th of June 2022. Letters sent inviting members to request a nomination pack if they are interested in standing for election. 4th of August 2022. The closing date for nomination requests. August and September 2022, ballot period. 14th of September 2022, the ballot closes at noon. The successful candidate will be elected by simple majority. 1st of October 2022, the successful candidate will take office for a period of 4 years. The results will be posted on the scheme's website and in the next edition of Pensions News. Please use your vote. If you live in the East Midlands, Southern England and overseas constituency and receive a ballot pack, please use your vote and choose the candidate who you feel will best serve the scheme. Scheme Secretary Changes. John Heathfield will be retiring as BCSSS Scheme Secretary at the end of the year. He has worked for Coal Pension Trustees Services for 26 years, becoming Scheme Secretary in 2014, and previously worked for British Coal for 12 years. On behalf of everyone, we wish him a long and happy retirement and thank him for support of both the trustees and BCSSS members over many years. Karen Barton will replace John as BCSSS Scheme Secretary from the 1st of January 2022. Karen is a pensions actuary with around 20 years' experience of working with a wide range of occupational pension schemes, including spending the last 7 years working for Coal Pension Trustees Services. Notice Board. Free Wills Month. We included an article about Free Wills Month in our last edition of Pensions News. The service offers individuals aged 55 and over the opportunity to have a simple will written or updated free of charge. The next Free Wills Month starts on the 1st of March 2022. If you would like to take part, visit https://freewillsmonth.org.uk. Please note, this is not being run by the scheme. It is also an online campaign only. No telephone number is available. CISWO. CISWO provides a personal welfare service to former coal industry workers and their dependents who may be experiencing ill health, disability, social isolation, or financial difficulties. They work to improve your individual situation with the aim of enhancing your quality of life. For more information about their free and confidential service, call 01709 728 115 or visit their website www.ciswo.org.uk. Contact us. For information about trustee policies or service inquiries, post BCSSS Scheme Secretary, Coal Pension Trustees Services Limited, Ventana House, 2 Concourse Way, Sheaf Street, Sheffield, S1 2BJ. Telephone 0114 253 6444. Email bcss.enquiries@coal-pension.org.uk. For tax inquiries, post HM Revenue and Customs, Pay As You Earn, P.O. Box 1970, Liverpool, L75 1WX, telephone 0300 200 3300. Please quote reference 428/NCBP. For tax advice, Tax Help for Older People, telephone 0333 207 5659. This is a dedicated telephone number for BCSSS members only. Website https://taxvol.org.uk. BCSSS website. For information about the scheme, including scheme publications, visit the scheme's website, www.bcss-pension.org.uk. Remember, if you have registered for the Secure Member website, you can see your scheme record at https://portal.heartlinkonline.co.uk/bcss/hopelcui/wuiforward/tilepgui.html. You are also able to use this link to update your address and bank details, the latter only if you are a pensioner, and the expression of wish nomination form. For information about your pension, please contact the administration office by post, BCSSS, P.O. Box 555, Stead House, Darlington, DL1 9YT, telephone 0333 222 0074, email bcss@capita.co.uk. Please be ready to provide information to confirm your identity, for example, your national insurance number and date of birth. 2022 paydays. January the 31st. February the 28th. March the 31st. April the 29th. May the 31st, June the 30th, July the 29th, August the 31st, September the 30th, October the 31st, November the 30th, December the 23rd. BCSSS, British Coal Staff Superannuation Scheme. www.bcss-pension.org.uk